Time now for your letters. One feature on last Friday's show made a lot of you mad. Edmund Andrews is a New York Times reporter and the author of Busted. Andrews recounted for us his story of covering the mortgage crisis, even as he struggled to pay his own mortgage. Laurie Pierce of Evanston, Illinois, sums up what many of you wrote. I was surprised to find out how much of his trouble was exacerbated by discretionary spending. He noted that his fiancée refused to scrimp and insisted on buying organic foods from high-end supermarkets, that his family rented a beach house and that they spent thousands on what could only be considered luxuries to ordinary people, that it has taken the breakdown of the entire economy for wealthy people to understand what it means to do without, to sacrifice or save is mind-boggling. If nothing else, they will now understand how the other half lives. We also talked on Friday with our regular sports commentator, Stefan Fatsis. Abby Tingstad of Los Angeles, California, felt something was missing. You mentioned NASCAR drug testing, the NBA playoffs, and the Preakness, but you neglected the start of the NHL Conference Finals. Given the state of the economy in Michigan, the Red Wings being in the Western Conference Final against the Chicago Blackhawks is one bright spot. Well, as I'm sure our listener Abby already knows, last night the Red Wings cruised to a 5-2 victory. Detroit's happy. Finally, we got some appreciation for our interview last week with Bobby Scales. He's a rookie infielder for the Chicago Cubs, and he's making a big splash in the majors after 11 long years in the minors. Kelly Stagnaro posted this on our website. I couldn't help but think of one of my favorite movies, Bull Durham, while listening to the interview with Bobby Scales. He is truly a modern-day Crash Davis. Let's just hope he stays in the show longer than Crash did. We'd love to hear from you. Go to our website, npr.org, and click on Contact Us. This is NPR, National Public Radio.